pleased to be joined now by the head coach of the Toronto Raptors, and I guess we can also now say author, not just head coach, Nick Nurse. Nick, we appreciate the time today.
Hi, guys. What's happening, man? Long time no see, that's for sure. Long time no
literally.
See, too.
Yeah, literally.
Nick, let's start maybe we just let's start with like just the last few months. I mean, we could probably talk about the last 7 months and how everything sort of unraveled from March 11th onward. But just kind of dealing with the last few months and the experience down in the bubble, both on and off the court, and now just kind of trying to get back to some sort of real life for you and reconnecting with the family and whatnot. Mentally, let alone physically, what was the summer like for you and just everything that you experienced?
Well, I think there was some good and some not so good in it. I mean, obviously, always trying to look on the bright side. And I think, first of all, we were really happy to get back to work, guys. I think we needed it. I think fans in general, people around the world needed it, you know, as some form of positivity. So that was good, and the NBA did a fantastic job. I think our organization did a great job of, you know, we did all we could do to try to compete at our highest level we could. But there was some long, slow days, and you know, it wasn't that easy being in the bubble, not being able to really move around much and things like that, and certainly miss your family like crazy, you know, after 3 months of being away.
Nick, in terms of life in the bubble and playing the games there, and we see a tremendous home court advantage in Toronto. I love your line when you know the crowd's going to be gassed up that night. You always say there's going to be some juice in the building. There's always juice in the building in Toronto, and you guys kind of had to generate your own. How nice would it have been to try and make this run with your own fans, with people kind of giving you that energy to feed off?
I mean, it's huge, Jonesy. I feel more for the fans. I mean, we would have loved to have their energy and their support, no question about it. But I think what makes it special for me is, let's say there's a game seven and you got a couple days till the game seven gets here. Just the electricity in the air, the electricity in the streets, you know, people out and about, you know, just we got a bunch of things going on that didn't allow that to happen. But just remember how cool that is to move around the city for those days prior or the day of the game and post game and all that stuff. It's the heartbeat of a city, isn't it? When your sports team's doing well and everybody's on board, and that's what I miss. I miss the juice around the city.
Speaking with Nick Nurse, head coach of the Toronto Raptors, and his new book comes out this week as well, Rapture, 15 teams, 4 countries, 1 NBA championship, and how to find a way to win damn near anywhere. And there's also an online event going on later on this week, on the 16th, tomorrow actually, where Nick will be talking about his book in conversation with our colleague Matt Devlin and also Max Kerman of the Arkells involved in the event as well. You can get the book Rapture online, I'm sure, at Indigo and Amazon and all over the place, wherever you find your books. Nick, the experience of writing this book and recounting your stories, not just from the past 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, but the course of your career, how fun was the process for you to think back and to reminisce and to put pen to paper on stuff like this and to kind of share these memories and these moments and these philosophies that you've been able to impart or have imparted on you over X amount of years?
Well, it was enjoyable process. I think that it's not an easy endeavor, obviously. But I will tell you this: I think it's kind of interesting. It kind of was presented to me to do it right when I got the job, as a story of kind of making it, you know, from a small town through the minor leagues and up to getting the head coaching job. And we started in on writing it, and obviously, the season unfolded the way it did. It changed course quite a bit to do it. So adding those last few chapters certainly, I think, makes the book a lot better. You know, having a successful year and winning the championship certainly makes the book a lot better. But it was fun going back, and it's, as you know, there's a lot of stories, out in there about each and every stop along the way. I was in some funky places coaching in the backwaters all over the world, and there's lots of stories and trying to figure out which ones to pick and choose and which lessons to share. And that's ultimately why you do it. I hope that somebody can get some inspiration on a couple of these stories and help some grow, you know.
Nick, on that same note, I know how close you are to Nate, and we've heard some of the stories about how the two of you have kind of, you know, in essence, brought your shoes to the pickup game and ended up in the game from your coaching standpoint. are there others in your circle that we don't know that you kind of step back away from being, quote, Nick Nurse and just being the kid from Carroll, Iowa, and say to these guys, holy cow, look at this. Like, look at where we are. Like, look at what we're doing. Like, I mean, that's, you know, they always talk about the journey, but there had to have been some moments like that, Nick, and I'm sure you've written about them in the book. Which ones stand out for you where you go, you look to your left and your right and you go, holy crap, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think, Jonesy, to your question, there's a lot of people, you know, so many people, and nobody anybody's heard of, you know what I mean? It's a mentor of mine who wandered into my office when I was a 23-year-old head coach at Grandview College. And he wandered in my office because he coached in Mozambique and Japan and Australia. And he just loved basketball. And becomes a critical mentor of mine, you know, a guy who coached all over the world. And we used to ride in the car to minor league games. We'd go to see the Omaha Racers or the Quad City Thunder, or, you know, there's tons of my high school coach, my college coach, you know, family members. I have five older brothers, and each and every one of them, you know, that was a hell of an environment to grow up in, you know, a competitive environment that if I'm not getting knocked around by those older brothers a lot, I'm probably not here talking to you guys today, you know? So lots of things like that.
Speaking with Raptors head coach Nick Nurse. Nick, I want to kind of stay on that topic, and I hopefully articulate this question properly. I say this with all the respect in the world. You have athletes that come out from high school or from early ages in you know, university. Maybe they play a year or two, or even if we look in the world of entertainment with a young actor or somebody that bursts onto the scene in their teens, their early 20s. For a guy like you, and it's not that you're old, that's where I'm saying this respectfully, to have the success, at least at this level, to have it at this level, Nick, come later in your career where you've gone through the minor leagues and you've gone through overseas, and to suddenly now, and I think you and I talked about this in Chicago this year at All-Star Weekend, to suddenly be walking into All-Star rooms and be coaching the best of the best, either coaching with or against the best of the best, to have a championship in your back pocket, to have a new contract and all that money and everything else, how has that changed you or forced you to make sure you still stay grounded and stay the same dude that you were growing up in Carroll and the same friends, and just not allowing the money, the fame, the attention, the interviews, everything to affect you? Because you haven't had as much time to deal with it and react to it as perhaps a young man or woman who grows up with it from a young age.
Well, I hope, Eric, that you always, well, I would hope I always remember where I come from, right? I think it's critically important to me. You know, people ask me, what was the best thing about winning it? Well, the best thing is sharing it with the fans, right? The country gets totally devoured by the Raptors in that run, and it's exciting, even though you don't really realize it because you're in the middle of it when you get done, and even now, looking back and talking about it, you realize it all the time. You know, somebody will bump into somebody, and they'll tell you where they were, you know, when we won it, and where they were watching it, or what their experiences were like at the parade, or whatever it was. But the other thing I said is that it was fun to share it with all my family and people from Iowa. You know, my high school teammates, et cetera, were texting an email, and my college teammates were. You know, players I coached in Belgium and England, old assistant coaches that I coached with, you know, long ago, that was the best. part of it is sharing it with everybody. And I think that's what I, you know, I hope I always want to do that, because I believe in sharing lessons I've learned. It's part of the reason I wrote the book. I believe in sharing the successes, because there's a lot of people that care, and for caring and wanting us to do well and wanting to be a part of it, then it's fun to share it with them.
Nick, you talk about sharing. How long has the Nick Nurse Foundation been around? Where did the idea start? How it seems to be growing, and you've got some new people coming on board too. Tell us about it.
Well, it's just started. Ironically, we started January, got everything rolling, but we had our initial kickoff dinner on March 11th, which was obviously late in the night, it's the night when Rudy Gobert tested positive and the season was put on hold there the next day. So it's kind of strange that was the night we had our kickoff. Well, we won't forget it. It's like the last night we've had of being out and being with people and having some fun outside our homes, you know. So we added some people to our board of directors. Unbelievably, Dr. J, the doctor. We made the announcement this morning. He's gonna be a part of the board. Max Kerman, as you guys know, I have a good friendship with him. He's the lead singer of the Arkells, one of the hottest bands in Canada. He's also gonna be on the board, and we're just trying to help kids through academics, through music and books and sports. You know, those areas, and helping the youth in the Toronto area. And giving them opportunities, and we're going to do it. We're going to raise a bunch of money, and we're going to help some kids fulfill some dreams someday, you guys.
Speaking with Nick Nurse, head coach of the Toronto Raptors, and again, author, the new book coming out, Rapture, and a special event on Thursday, an online event that if you want to take part in, you can get tickets at ticketscene.ca, an online event with Nick, as well as our colleague Matt Devlin and Max Kerman, a conversation which will involve, I believe, in the purchase of your ticket, access to the online event, plus a copy of Nick's new book as well. Nick, one of the things you said in a recent interview on Tuesday afternoon, I don't know when you recorded it, but I believe it came out on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday morning, with another one of our colleagues, Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN. It kind of stood out to me in your chat, and you talked about Toronto and Canada, clearly, but Toronto being unique and being a good unique, and you tied that into the cultural diversity of the city and the country, but then the diversity of your staff, of the Raptors organization, of your players as well. How important is that to you personally, let alone how important do you think that is to society right now, given everything that has happened over the last few months, not just with the pandemic, but with all of the social issues that have certainly come to the forefront, and rightfully so, over the last 2-3 months?
Well, it's critically important. I think, obviously, you guys, I think we can lead the way here as an organization, as a city, as a nation. But you know, I'm working for an organization. That's how I'm going to do my part with Masai and Bobby and Larry and Teresa and everybody, that we can continue to hire a diverse staff. We can continue to have players from all over the world. I just think that's how we can lead by example, you guys. You know, people are asking questions about why are there not more women hired? Why are there not more African-Americans hired? Why are there not more whatever hired? Well, we're leading the way, and we're going to hire those people, and we have done. And I think we've got a stage and a platform to show people that we can lead the way this way, and it's critically important, you guys. I hope it came across in the Woj podcast how much I love being here, how fantastic I think this city is and this country is, and I think how fantastic our organization is run. It's really a blessing to be able to be a part of it and work for such an amazing place.
Nick, I mean, you're a people person, and they always say that your legacy as a leader is how many leaders you leave behind. And, you know, we've heard some of your assistants, Nate and Adrian Griffin, and their names being out there in the coaching carousel. I mean, they always say you try to hire people that could replace you if need be, that, you know, that are the best people for the job. I mean, if these guys move on, I'm sure you've got other kind of irons in the fire or people you could be looking at. But how proud are you of that fact that, you know what, these guys worked with me, we've done a good job, and now they might have a chance to run their own team?
Well, I see that as really a big part of what I do, Jonesy. I think that it is my responsibility to help these guys fulfill their dreams and wishes, to increase their value in the marketplace. You know, these guys have dreams to be head coaches, and if I can, I should do everything I can to help them. Our players have dreams of being all-stars. We do everything we can to help them. They have dreams of being a starter. You know, it's really like at the top of our priority list of what we do is how can we help, you know, people fulfill their dreams and aspirations. So, yeah, I think I've said it many times. As you guys well know, all three of those guys sitting next to me on the front of the bench, you know, are qualified and will be good head coaches and can be head coaches in this league if anybody gives them a chance.
Hey, Nick, I know you've got to fly. We're up against the clock as well. I do want to squeeze in one quick last one, just in terms of whether it be on a professional level or even personal level. We don't know when the league is going to be back. We're hearing dates thrown around about maybe February 1st, all things being equal, if it's safe to do so and whatnot. In the meantime, are you relishing the opportunity to just kind of get back into dad mode, husband mode, and a little bit of normalcy again, or are you just itching to get back onto the court and have the next season start and kind of get back to work?
Both. I think you know, you got to be able to do both, and I want to be able to do both. And obviously, it's easier when you don't have to get on a plane and travel somewhere, you know, half the month. So I can be dad mode and work on the side and work, get up early and stay up late, and all those things that I can do to, you know, that we think about. I'm trying to study a bunch of things about our team and about other teams, trying to study about other players, figure out how to develop the current guys we do have under contract, all those things. So it's nice to be able to do it at home, but got to be able to do both.
Hey, Nick, we appreciate the time today. Thanks for doing this. And again, folks, the new book is called Rapture, 15 teams, 4 countries, 1 NBA championship, and how to find a way to win damn near anywhere. The book by Nick Nurse, and again, the special release party coming up on the 16th as well. Nick, thanks again for your time.
Thanks a lot, guys.